And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from a group called Punctuation. And Punctuation is on the Bond Sound record label. And I do believe they are based out of Quebec somewhere. I can't find it out. Yeah, Quebec City, I should say. And they recently sent us a copy of their recent release called Mon Hermier du Monde Entier. I'm totally butchering that. But you heard the track called Unheimlich, and once again, that's Punctuation from Quebec City. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight, and playing a lot of new stuff, a lot of new stuff into the station, and just some new stuff that I have been checking out recently. So if you missed anything I say or want to check out a running list of recently songs or recently played songs, don't forget to head to our website, citr.ca, and check out the podcasts and playlists and whatnot. So you're going to hear a band called Ought. I've been playing this album a few times. It's called Room Inside the World, and it's their first release on Merge Records. I think their past two or three releases have been out on the Constellation record label. And I'm not sure if this album is being put out on Constellation in Canada, but I'm guessing it's just probably going to be Merge Records all around. But hopefully you're able to catch the Ought show a few weeks ago. March 24th, they played at the Cobalt. I unfortunately didn't make it out to the show. I can't remember the reason why. I think I might have been busy. But anyways, hopefully they come back sometime soon. So you're going to hear from Ought's album called Room Inside the World. You'll hear a track called These Three Things. And after Ought, you're going to hear something from another band that I played recently, and that's Freak Heat Waves, who I believe are based out of Victoria, but I think they're currently in Montreal. But their latest release is something called Self Vortex, which was doing pretty well, I think, on the CITR charts. You're going to hear a track off that called something called I Can't Tell. So we'll just hear these two tracks, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from Ought. The brand new album is called The Room Inside the World. This track is called These Three Things.
When you wake up in your morning, head on down the river, see your soul, feel it sway, hear the world screaming, listen your name, makes it seem like nothing could hear you. You fall back off the ledge in your mind's eye. See how you land, and that's the difference. Now proceed calmly to the edge of your road, a narrow way that is leading you home. When I hear my soul, when I hear my soul, when I hear my soul, when I hear my soul. You feel your shoulder tightening, so you need a sway. If you're made of stone, then turn into clay. Wash away my body, I don't need it. I start moving slowly, glisten and hurt. Amelia's a note for me, I'll leave it in a day. Precious secret like a bird inside a vest. Wings won't mend, so I hope I'm delicate. It doesn't speak, it just sings till it burns. And I hear my soul, and I hear my soul, and I hear my soul, and I hear my soul. Yeah.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was something from Freak Heat Waves. The new album is called I Can't Tell, the Beyond XXL album. Before that, you heard Ott with These Three Things off the Room Inside the World album on Merge Records. And if anyone's looking for something to do this summer and you're a UBC student graduated, you can always get involved with CITR. There's lots of ways you can help out here. You can poster for shows, you can apply to get your own radio show, you can write for Discorder, and all kinds of different stuff. So head to the website citr.ca or drop in the CITR station at the UBC Nest, and it's a great way to enhance your degree and meet people and just have a good time while you're doing your schooling and stuff and whatnot here at UBC. But yeah, so up next, you're going to hear a new release that was that just came out. It's something from Eleanor Friedberger. Her new album is called Rebound, and you may know her from the Fiery Furnaces. She's one half of it, along with her brother, Matthew Friedberger. But the Fiery Furnaces have been since on hiatus since 2011, and they've been kind of doing their own solo stuff. Matthew Friedberger has put out a couple solo albums, and Eleanor has been putting out quite a few solo albums, and the latest release is something called Rebound that just came out, and it's her newest release since 2016's New View record, and I do believe this one's out on French Kiss Records. Fire Furnaces have put out stuff on Thrill Jockey Records, as well as I do believe Rough Trade, I think, when they started first coming out in the early 2000s. They make some really, really great catchy pop. Kind of quirky, kind of playful, but the latest release is a little bit more kind of slower, more personal sound to her releases. So you're going to hear the new album. It's called Rebound, and you're going to hear a track off of it. I think I had a track queued up called The Letter. So we're going to hear that, and after The Letter, you can hear a older album from the Fiery Furnaces that came out in 2007 called Widow City, and you can hear the opening track called The Philadelphia Grand Jury. So yeah, we'll just hear these two tracks, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9, brand new stuff from Eleanor Friedberger. This track is called The Letter.
glasses of wine, Jameson.
Sons of bitches you can't ever come across.
Make sure that they notarize my will. Make sure mom don't look at the news. We already know there ain't no suspense that the Philadelphia grand jury strings me.
white sons of bitches you can't ever come across. Sons of bitches you can't ever come across. Sons of bitches you can't ever come across. More crooked sons of bitches you can't ever come across.
Timber Concerts presents the return of Flemish-Eye recording artist Preoccupations on Wednesday, May 9th at the Astoria. Preoccupations are touring in support of their latest album, New Material, which is available now. You can get tickets and more information at preoccupationsband.com. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Fiery Furnaces, a 2007 release called Widow City. That was Philadelphia Grand Jury. And before that, you heard one half of Fiery Furnaces, and that's Eleanor Friedberger. Her latest album is called Rebound, and it was just put out, I do believe, today, or at least a few days ago. But it was the track that you heard was something called The Letter. And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. Playing a lot of new music for you. And up next, you're going to hear it's an older release. And the only reason why I'm playing it is because it's one of the releases I picked up on Record Store Day. That's an older release from singer-songwriter Simon Joyner. And Simon Joyner is a... based out of Nebraska, and he makes some solo acoustic work and has put out stuff on the Jag Jaguar record label. And it gets kind of reminds me, or it can be considered a contemporary of, say, Bill Callahan or Jason Molina or Alistair Roberts, those kind of solo singer-songwriters. You can hear in an album that came out in 97 called Songs for the New Year, and this came out on the Shrimper record label. And Shrimper is a label that I think they're still going strong, but I know in the 90s they put out tons of really great acoustic stuff and some stuff from, I think one of the guys from Sebado has put out some stuff on there, as well as Andre Herman Dune. Tons of really great stuff like Amps for Christ. Shrimper is a really, really great label. Definitely check it out if you get the chance. And it's run by a guy named Dan Colacci of Refrigerator. So once again, that's Shrimper Records. But anyways, you can hear this one track by Simon Joyner. It's called When Will the Sun Rise Again? And it's off the album called Songs for the New Year, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Simon Joyner.
It will rain until the sky is blue in the face. So the parade had to be postponed, and the balloons cling to empty streets. And I feel out of the ground and placed in a vase. If I look down, I can't see my feet. stop fall? When will the rain stop fall? And when will the sun rise again? Rise again. When will the sun will the sun rise again? When will the sun rise again?
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and that was something from Simon Joyner, a track off an album called Songs for the New Year. That was When Will the Sun Rise Again? And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR. And right now we're going to take a real left turn from what you've been hearing the past little while. We're kind of focused on rock and some acoustic stuff, but right now we're going to move into a little bit more electronic and experimental territory for the remainder of the program. And up next, you're going to hear an artist named Host. And Host is out on a record label called Dental Records. So good luck Googling that. But anyways, Host is the work of a guy named, I do believe Jared Gibson, and another guy named Matthews. Jared Gibson is also in a group called Odonis out of Toronto, which is a little bit more, I think, kind of garagey with a little bit kind of synthy sound. But anyways, you can hear this experimental electronic project simply known as Host. You can check it out at digitalsound.bandcamp.com. And you can hear a release off of it, a release called 2. You'll hear a track called Entrance. And then after that, you're going to hear something from an artist named Gabor Laser, a new release called Unfold, a track called Squeeze. And I think it's a little bit more kind of a grimy kind of dubstep sound, similar to maybe stuff out on the Hyperdub record label. But I was just recently checking out this album today, so I'm going to have to check it out a little bit more. And once again, that's Gabor Laser, It's out on the Death of Rave record label. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Host. Thank you.
I'm gonna go get some more.
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Gabor Lazar with the track off the Unfold album. And that was something called Squeeze. And Gabor Lazar is out on the Death of Rave record label. And after that, or prior to that, you heard something from Host, a track called Entrance off the number 2 album. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. So we'll keep going with some more electronic music, and you can hear in more kind of ambient composer named John Hopkins. He's got a new album out on Domino Records that was just put out. It's called The Singularity, and or actually it's just called Singularity. And you're going to hear a track off of it, something that I had picked out called Feel First Life. And it's a very quiet ambient, very cinematic in feel. And he has scored a few movies, and he's done the movie called Monsters that came out in 2010, as well as Here I Live Now, movies that I'm not quite familiar with, but I know he has put out a few releases on Domino Records, and this album was just put out on Domino Records today. Anyway, so we're gonna hear this one track, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from John Hopkins. This track is called Feel First Life.
Thank you.
And that was the cinematic music of John Hopkins. That was Feel First Life off the Singularity album. So thanks for tuning in this week, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CHR. And I'm going to leave you tonight with a track from an artist named Cecilia. She has a new album out on the Halcyon Veil album, and it's an album called Adoration. You can hear a track off of it called Griseldis, and she's based out of, I do believe, Montreal, or she has a, yeah, she's based out of Montreal. So anyways, we're going to hear this track, and then I'll take you until the next program. Right here on CHR 101.9 FM, this is something from Montreal's Cecilia. This track is called Griseldis.
Ce que je ferai avec ce fric, hein, eh ben je ferai sauter toutes les tôles là, il n'y en aura plus une.
I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is